Thank you, Lord, for clarifying in my heart the things that I struggled with about knowing the scriptures and doing the scriptures. Thank you for clarifying it. And I pray that this message will get to everyone's heart, because it is the Lord's heart, indeed, that we're talking about. I came into prayer and said, Lord, I don't have anything. I feel so very empty. My husband always says, that's the time when the Lord works, is when you feel empty. But the Lord had something nice to say. I'd made a resolution about withdrawing the flesh from a few things, and he said, thank you for making that resolution to withdraw your allegiance to the flesh. It will get in your way. The flesh, that is. But I want to speak to you about the situation. You are on the phone with a couple, with the wife, and this is a very important topic for the whole body. He began, and well, just to give you an idea of what's going on here, there's a fundamental difference in their faith. I mean, they're agreed on the basics, so they're both Christians. They're agreed on that. But she acknowledges the great cloud of witnesses, and that you can go to hell if you are a Christian and you turn away from the Lord and you sin. And what their church teaches doesn't teach that. They teach that once you're a Christian, you're saved, you're always saved. And so there's a conflict in that, and a conflict with the great cloud of witnesses and the intercession of the saints. And she's a very passionate young woman called to a beautiful work, no doubt about it. But it's going to take a long time to dig the foundation of humility, patience, meekness, and long-suffering before she's ready to carry that kind of a burden. And that's what the Lord is working into her now, through her husband, really. So she has a strong grip on what I want her to do in this moment, the Lord began. The body is very convoluted with a multitude of false teachings. But what one cannot dispute is the selfless dedication to the poor. What will convict more than words or doctrine is a heart of kindness and the works that come with it. I went about doing good. She has become my hands, my feet, and a servant of selfless love, dedicated to those crying out for me. Focusing on this will eventually defeat every error. But they are not as important as peace in their marriage. Truth will come at a cost, and this tension between them, her heartache, is part of the price that needs to be paid. Moral suffering can be very severe suffering, but she must exercise herself to let it go and commit her way to me. I am doing something very special and unique in this marriage, which will unfold slowly with much difficulty. But understand, there's a great work being done in both of their souls. The suffering is not in vain or for the city of God only. It is to refine them in the furnace of affliction. Eventually the truth will be known, but for now it can only be shown. All the attributes of my Godhead, which I came to earth to demonstrate, go counter to the flesh, that always wants to be right, that always wants to be intellectually superior, know more, understand more, have more knowledge. You have seen this over and over again. It is the way of the world. Walking in this way leaves you fruitless before God. It is a foundational, fundamental error in thinking. Can anyone outsmart the devil? Yet he is the most evil creature alive. It is by humble service, kindness, meekness, brokenness, that grace, true grace, abounds. I am not saying that Bible study is futile. It is beautiful, substantial, regenerating, and establishing you in right thinking. And I want to make a note here that her husband spends hours and hours and hours studying the scriptures, as does his pastor. So we're talking about like 8 hours of being in the scripture commonly. So, boy, that sounds wonderful. That would be like paradise for me on a vacation. So I am not saying that Bible study is futile. It's beautiful, substantial, regenerating, and establishing you in right thinking. But without the Spirit of God, my Holy Spirit interpreting, a soul can be led astray by pride, learning to interpret according to his or her culture and those who have gone before them, whom they look up to. Dear one, the mind must be detached from all created beings before it can think as I think. Holiness lived is the spirit of the law. Not knowledge of intricate details, but knowledge of my heart and love for mankind. The ugliness of the state of mankind versus the beauty of my written words can easily draw a soul deeply into loving my word, but not wanting to get dirty and act on it. It is not what we know that makes us holy. It is what we do that proves our holiness. Do not forget about those fateful words I was compelled to speak to those who healed and cast out demons in my name. Depart from me. I never knew you. So you see, if the study of scripture becomes your preoccupation, thinking you have made the grade by accumulating knowledge, you are woefully mistaken and will be shocked at the sentence I pronounce against you in that fateful hour. This is so common in the body of Christ. This is why tremendous time is spent attending conferences, accumulating knowledge, when you should be on the street corner changing the dressings of a leper, taking food to poor families, praying for healings and giving until there is nothing in your life left to give. Many missionaries know this. They have seen that it is by their love that people are converted to me. Knowledge can only go so far. Love and service penetrate to the heart and bear lasting results. This is something for the whole body to come to understand. It is written plainly in Scripture. When those wealthy and famous ministers came to me, and I had to say to them, I never knew you. They had all the good form of a faithful Christian, but they did not know my heart. They stood on knowledge of laws, by which no man can be justified. My heart is mercy, kindness, compassion. All that has been written has only been written to point you in your final destination to my heart. If your studies do not lead to that, truly they are in vain. Not everyone will hearken to this teaching, Claire. But those that do are mine, and I do know them. They have found their home in my heart, and from my heart they minister love, authentic love that leaves no room for themselves. I am so big in their hearts that they have no room whatsoever for the things of the world and the opinions of men. He went about doing good. Those are key words, beloved. And when a disciple of mine refuses to serve in a soup kitchen because it would deprive them of their Bible study time, because that's more important to them than the poor, it is then that they are seriously led astray. What I finally want to say is that if you have read the Gospels, and especially the Sermon on the Mount, you have found my heart. And it's time to put into practice what you've learned. Most who call themselves by my name don't need more learning. They need to demonstrate what they have learned by doing what I have called them to do. And that was the end of his message. And take note, he's not putting down Bible studies. He's talking about balance and proportion. Once you fall in love with Jesus, all you want to do is what he wants you to do, what's in his heart. And I remember on one occasion there was a minister taking us to a conference, and the person who was driving us saw a woman on the side of the road with a sign. Well, we were already like half an hour late for the conference, but he stopped. He pulled over and he stopped, and he fed that woman who had children and didn't have anything. And everyone in the car was very upset because they were wasting time. They wanted to get to the conference on time. They didn't want to miss one of the speakers, right? So the atmosphere in the car changed totally. And it was very tense until we got to where the conference was being held, and we found out that it had been postponed for an hour, right? It had been postponed for an hour. But whether it had or not, what was the most important value in that moment? To help that woman who the Lord brought before us? Or to be on time for the conference so we can, you know, if there's such a thing of gluttony of words or concepts. And I love to read and I love knowledge, much to my dismay sometimes. I'm too curious. So he did the right thing. He pulled over and fed the woman. So that's what the Lord is talking about. And my final prayer is, Lord, help us, please. Help us to recognize what is important and to lay down those things that are in vain in our lives. Amen.